music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
true.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are on our number two of today's program, October 28th, 2017. If I read my calendar now correctly, years now going by so quickly, folks, that it's almost as if it's hours and minutes and days. And that's a scary thing for some, not for me, but for some it's a scary thing because they really haven't got enough time in the day and they're afraid of the impending collapse, the impending economic, political, and academic news and, the religious collapse that's taking place all over the world. People losing faith in their God. They don't even know who their God is or who they are. And it's across the planet, but mostly in these Adamic Caucasian Israelite Jacobite nations, particularly here in America, where Manasseh and Ephraim rule. You know, Manasseh is absent-minded. That's what his name means, the tribe of Manasseh. It means forgetful. Isn't that appropriate, huh? We forgot who we are and what we are. And most of all, we've forgotten who the enemy really is. Isn't it interesting? All of these so-called attacks, these alleged terror attacks and shootouts and massacres that have been taking place, it's always either an Islamic Muslim extremist or a political loner, a lone nutcake, nut job, fanatical, patriot, radical extremist who listens to Rick Adams Uncensored and other type programs. Always one of them. Could be anybody. Could be a black nationalist. That's part of the matrix, you see. It could be a radical black man who just doesn't like whites, as we've seen in some of these fake attacks. It could be a Chinaman. It could very well be somebody from Argentina. It could even be Hitler come back. We don't know. But it could very well be anywhere. We've seen the whole gamut. I believe we have just about. That is of perpetrators, except for one, and you know that one. We haven't seen the so-called poor little defenseless Israeli-American dual loyalist who just went on a rampage and a shooting spree and claimed a lot of innocent lives, screaming, God is great, Jehovah rules, what have you. I haven't seen that. Ever since the days of the massacre of that doctor from New York who went to Palestine and killed some 30 or 27 Muslim worshipers with a machine gun and machine gunned them dead. And then they killed him. Ever since then, it's been, you don't show that image in the media. You don't allow that image in the media. The so-called Jew is always a victim, always, always, always under attack for no reason of his own. Just so happens that he suffered from the anguish of the Holocaust or some other such fantasy. Always the same formula, always a right-wing fanatic, always an extremist, always a Lee Harvey Oswald type. Oh, he's a good, loving man, a wonderful man from Chicago who ran nightclubs, coming to the rescue because of his love of the president. Rubenstein, a beloved man who loves his president and hates those that hate his president. and a lot of financial, shall we say, bankrolling behind him. So much so that he could even control the Dallas Police Department to some large extent. Maybe the L.A. or the Las Vegas Department or the Monica, Santa Monica Department. Or maybe Newtown, Connecticut and the state of Connecticut. Well, folks, that's the scenario that is always painted for us. And that in itself raises some flag, doesn't it? But we're not supposed to think. We're all supposed to lay down, play dead, and just repeat after me, says Lying Lester and Lying Brian, and all of the new ones. The new head of CBS, Evening New. You know, you go from one to another, to another, to another, and they're all fronts for those who control the news, whether it's Isaacson or Rosenstein or Finkelmeyer or Wasserman or Birnbaum. You can look them up. I have the names. I can't read them all. I think there has to be about 6 million of them just in the media. Just in the media alone. Never mind the extension of Hollywood and the Weinsteins and so forth. But I've spoken enough. I just wanted to lay a little groundwork in the second hour now that Monica has left us, and bring up Art, who's here again from his hiatus last week. Hello, Art. Welcome.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for bringing me back, and it's great to talk to the RBN folks. Hopefully we'll have a good continuation of the show here. Yeah, Monica was great telling us what our future is if we don't turn things around.
Right. I'm glad to have you back, and you've been busy this week with some research. I've been doing a lot, as time permits. I mean, some people complain, you know, well, I don't get all the emails, and I have a problem sometimes with with spam, and I learn months later people are trying to get. I don't know, but you know, it's something that, like I say, I don't spend a lot of time doing this because I'm here gratis. I do this gratis, and I only do it 2 hours a week, and you can only do so much, and I have to earn a living. I have to pay my own bills. Nobody's paying them for me, but God is providing, you see? So, in any event, between you and me and getting ready for the show today, you had a lot already on the plate. So let me defer to you now that you're back. I guess you have a lot to say about the so-called Kennedy release and what that's really all about. But go ahead. You kick the ball off.
All right. So I was going to talk about the release of the JFK files with respect to comments on CNN. Now, realize cable network news, CNN, is owned by the Brofman Crime Syndicate, of which one of their soldiers was Jack Rubenstein, known as Jack Ruby, the one who shot Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, their commenter was Michael Smirkanish, known as the big talker on his radio show for southeastern Pennsylvania. And he says, we have to believe the single bullet theory. And he brought a guy who wrote the book about it. And then he says, stop dissing my favorite person, one of my friends, Arlen Specter. Mm-hmm. So he actually said that. Now, a little bit of history. Once upon a time here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, under newplaceforcorruption.com, we had a power broker named Herbie Barnes, who ran the Bucks County Republican Party, and was the one who appointed Sweet Mark Swaker to get Arlen Specter on the Warren Commission. Now, Herbie Barnes had a close relationship with this lady who's a real estate developer named Flo Smirkanish, Smirkanish Real Estate. And here it is, her son, Michael Smirkanish, was allowed to hang out with not only Herbie Barnes, but Arlen Specter at the Philadelphia Eagles sporting events, since he was part owner at the time under joint owner with Leonard Toews. And even on his talk radio show, he'll talk about his good old days of hanging out with these two Jewish mafia gangsters, Arlen Specter and Herbie Barnes. What kind of mother would let your son hang out with Al Capone, okay? And he gets on there and rants a rave, we have to believe the single bullet theory. What a lying, you know, he's right up there with Lying Lester. That's the best way to describe it. So, and you brought an interesting quote here that you sent to me from one of the readers. I'll just read this one part of it. It's really good. Israel need not apologize for the assassination of JFK or destruction of those who seek to destroy it. The first order of business for any country is to protect its people. Washington Jewish Week, October 9th, 97. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Now, so, would you call that sort of an admission of guilt?
Yes. There was so much evidence pointing to him, it's unbelievable. Also, I found out something. Richard Swiker, you know, his wife, Claire Swiker, was very close friends with Walter Annenberg, and she was Miss Romper Room, and they would meet socially for several years before the JFK assassination. And Walter Annenberg was directly associated through Operation Mockingbird to CIA's Cord Meyer, and it was identified in a deathbed confession of Howard Hunt that it was none other than Cord Meyer that was involved with overseeing the JFK assassination, obviously due to the power brokers that came out of Operation Mongoose, which was the attempt to the Bay of Pigs affair. And that was really all about is restoring the casinos in Havana back to the mafia, in particular, none other than Meyer Lansky through his close friend and ally, Max Fisher, who was a power broker for and closely aligned with none other than Dwight Eisenhower. So that's how that came about. Right. So
quite a list of friends, huh? Quite a circle of influence there as well.
Right. So it's like, here it is, the perpetrators of the JFK assassination are telling us on their fake news media, CNN, that we got to believe the official story of the Warren Commission.
Well, I don't doubt that they desperately want people to believe the unbelievable for obvious reasons. They're a part of it. I mean, the cover-up. And, you know, if you want to go into this, and, you know, I'm not one of those that's making a big whoop-de-doo about this supposed release and Trump's, you know, holding back and redacting all of the 1,000 pages of documents or what have you because of national security interest and all of that. I don't believe there's anything in those files. To be honest with you, I believe, first of all, that you will never know what the government does not want you to know. Because the fact of the matter is, if there were original files from Zapruder on to the witnesses who were killed, the double kills that took place, hundreds of them dying within a matter of just a couple of years after Kennedy, you're not going to get it from the government. I believe it's a ruse, and I believe it's designed to continue to try to disparage the whole business of Trump's alleged anti-deep state proportions, his planning to work against them, that he doesn't trust them, and we shouldn't either. Because the fact of the matter is, we don't have to go there, Art. We don't have to know exactly what is in those alleged files. All we have to do is reconstruct the crime scene. And by reconstructing the crime scene and then see who benefits, follow the trail, follow the money trail, follow the cover-up, as you have done quite well, we know who was responsible for him being killed.
And you can see that trail leads right to the issue you brought up in some of the information you forwarded about the privatized charter schools that are starting to occur for you right there in Rhode Island. I think it was probably.
I sent you that article, yep.
Right.
Exactly.
And that was set up by none other than No Child Left Behind, the Annenberg Institute, okay?
Yes.
The School Reform Institute right out of Brown University, run by none other than Wallace Annenberg, who has her own privatized charter school in Los Angeles. And who did she set up the privatization with? One of her first royal experiments was none other than the public schools of Philadelphia. And we see what a mess it was. And her boy there that they highly recommended, Paul Vallis. Paul Vallis then left Philadelphia. And after the hurricane issue down in New Orleans, I forget the name of it, he went down there. By the time he was done, more than half the schools in the entire state of Louisiana are privatized, owned by those good old boys in Chicago. And what does he do next? Tries to go up to Bridgewater, Connecticut. And they found out about him. So he didn't go there. And alas, where's he go? He goes back to Chicago to be the school superintendent under Rahm Emanuel. What a coincidence. So these are actual implications of what happened with the JFK assassination. The biggest one
The fact is that, and I alluded to it, man, is that it was noted at the time by people who were watching and who were being blamed, by the way, you know, in various quarters. The radical right was under attack, as it was called, very propitiously at the time of the Kennedy assassination by the Synagogue of Satan. They were pointing the finger instead of at them, they were pointing it at the so-called radical right, because in 1962, 63, there were a number of American patriots who were buying time on the radio and on television to counter the notorious influence over Kennedy of the Galbraiths and the Fabian socialists and the whole socialist, Marxist, communist, Judaic Cosa Nostra that was implanting itself in that administration. I can name a whole bunch of them, going back to Sorensen, people like that. So they had to blame the Billy James Harguses and come up with the Carl McIntyres of the year and the Mannion Forum and the Dan Smoot Report and all of that, saying this was the cause of the hatred that led to the killing of the president. And that was a hoax right there. But one thing that Dr. Smoot brought out in his early reports, and this was right after the assassination, is that Rubenstein had a tremendous sway, apparently, over the police department of Dallas. When he was brought in surreptitiously, in a very strange way, into the police department, and then was allowed to be shot by Ruby was allowed to shoot Lee Harvey Oswald. That was a very suspicious scene that we look at over and over and over again. And it looked as if he was being set up for the assassination. Now, what effect, what influence did La Cosa Nostra have over the Dallas Police Department at that particular time? That's plus the question CIA. That we have to explore.
Well, there's three parties there. One is LBJ and his power brokers had a lot of influence,
yes,
going up to Clinton Murchison.
I know.
Two is you had the Bush family under George Herbert Walker Bush working with the CIA. And also you had Herbert Hoover, who was compromised through Meyer Lansky with his gay...
Herbert Hoover, Bush. Was it, or J. Edgar Hoover?
J. Edgar Hoover, right, correct.
Okay.
Sorry about that. J. Edgar Hoover.
Was compromised Hoover with, had died by
that. Yeah, right, you're correct. With respect to Clyde Tolson.
Yes.
And, obviously the syndicate, the Chicago syndicate, moved into Dallas, and they were well established by the time that Kennedy came there and was assassinated. So you had all three of those parties in there. And also, to rise to power, JFK's father, Joe Kennedy, made a deal with Joe Bonanno to say, we'll support you in Chicago to get your son elected. And then Robert F. Kennedy goes after them for organized crime activities. So you can see that. And then you can see that Joe Bonanno's underbosses, Giacano, Traficante, and Marcellus, were implicated in the JFK assassination. The part we don't see, and the part I have investigated, the Bonanno family has a lot of connections up in Toronto.
Mm.
And that's where the connection between the Brothman family is, Toronto, and Toronto Direct. And that's where Ben-Gurion was meeting everybody to deal with the issue of Kennedy stopping them from building nukes at the Dimona plant in Israel.
Now we have a motive.
Right.
We have a motive, one motive among others and among other interested parties in having Kennedy killed.
Right. Right, and that's where Michael Piper wrote the book Final Judgment. The part I didn't read, it, I don't have the dots connected, is what was being done by those parties up there in Toronto. What was the deal there? Because that's where I think the actual plotting for the assassination came about, was in Toronto and inside the CIA in working with the LBJ.
Yeah, so I think, but right across the landscape from Toronto to D.C. to Virginia to Jerusalem, all of
right.
those were connected. No question, all the dots were connected. You know, Ben-Gurion had been in touch with, through Angleton at the CIA, and also directly with Kennedy. They spoke,
right.
and then they had that final conversation, and that was it. You know, that was it. And Gurion slammed the phone down, I believe, and was very angry at Kennedy. Very
right.
much so that he would like to have seen him dead.
Yeah. Now, here's another outcome of it. All this outsourcing, the H-1B visa program. Now, Frank Wisner, was definitely involved, and he was one of the bosses on top of Court Meyer. But he has a son, Frank Wisner Jr., who works for a firm called Patton & Boggs. He was also the ambassador to India and ran the U.S. Indian Business Council. His successor then was none other than Rajat Gupta of McKinsey Consulting. Okay, that good old Irish name, McKenzie. I think a better name would have been just change McKenzie to Lansky Consulting, which is what was really going on. Yeah. So we saw that McKenzie basically says, oh, we're going to flood all of America with H-1B visa labor. And what people don't see is the precursor to that was the CIA, through Frank Wisner Jr., setting up this flooding of immigration labor, the legal immigration from India over this country. And who's one of the closest allies of the state of India? Israel. And let's not forget that India was in a communist bloc. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're such close friends of ours.
Yep.
So we can see the quid pro right there, what's going on. So
you mentioned that. You made me think of the communist bloc, India, and then Pakistan. You know, 1948 was the year of the evil fig tree, we're told, planted in Jerusalem. But even beyond that, there were a lot of things going on. We mentioned South Africa, the National Party coming to power. But in India also, they had that big division and that split. And that served. Whose interest did it serve? The Mafia, the Cosa Nostra, once again. Okay, we'll come back. Take your calls, too. A lot more to talk about as well today. Join us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, and here we are. We're back again for the radio microphone. And we're with Art from Philly today, taking your calls as well. I'm sure that many of our listeners probably have talked about it all week, a little bit of the conversation on the JFK files and the documents that would have to be released now, and some of them, of course, delayed for another 6 months about JFK and who and what the government was involved with. Well, we know that this is a semi or totally secret government in most venues. It's a government of lies. We deal with a government that is totally corrupt, totally dishonest to the American public and the world, and has to be that way because that is the basic fundamental nature of super secret agencies of government, and particularly this government. You know, Mordecai Vanunu was the Israeli technician who exposed the fact that Israel had nukes. No one listened to him except the Mossad. They went, they had him kidnapped from Italy, brought back, put him in solitary confinement for years. And in the meantime, he confessed Christ, okay? In the meantime, he said that he was no longer a Jew. He didn't want anything to do with Judaism. He didn't want anything to do with the racist state of Israel. What he wanted was salvation, and he petitioned the Lord for salvation, okay? Now, that's between God and him. And I believe him. I believe him when he said he believed that Israel was implicated directly in the assassination of JFK. Nowhere in the bought and paid for Jewish media boss landscape in this country did I ever see him utter a word to that effect. But it was reported in the Jerusalem Post very, very briefly. It was reported in some of the other publications who picked up on it. Okay? Now, that in itself tells us there is a cover-up in the media. It makes us suspicious that we don't hear all of these things. The average American kid who listens to, or mostly elderly, listen to talk radio in this country, whether it be nationally syndicated or local, they have no clue as to the knowledge that's out there in history pursuant to these topics. Only our audience here is educated and articulate, I think, in most instances, to be able to deal with reality. Okay, it's not just theory now. We're talking about theories, and then we're talking about credible theories backed by what? Facts. Now, you've just named a few of the facts. That Kennedy, no, was not victimized by a lone gunman and a lone bullet in a bullet that swirled all the way around Dallas and just happened to blow his head off. No, it doesn't work that way in physics. It doesn't work that way in reality and in the history of this government's corruption. He made a lot of enemies. Yes, he did. Some of them may be deservedly so, but the fact of the matter is that Kennedy, above all, said after the Bay of Pigs fiasco, what did he say he was going to do to the CIA? Do you remember that one, Art?
Rid of the CIA.
He said he was going to smash it to pieces.
Right.
Those were his words.
Right, and if I was Trump, I'd be looking. Yeah, if I was Donald Trump, I'd look doing the same thing right now, just by defunding it. Moving the projects over to the other agencies. That's how I would do it, just quietly.
Well, that's a good point you bring up now, because when you think about it, let's be honest, what protection do we have from the semi-secret, totally secretive, at times, agency of government? We have no protection. We're seeing that now with these false flag attacks that are occurring weekly and will happen in the next week, probably. Another major attack or another hoax or another, you know, part of the world, and you know, Trump is going over to Asia, and he's going to be touring there. We have Mattis talking about preparing for peace by preparing for war with North Korea, and you know, we have the situation going on in Spain now with Catalonia, and threats there. We have a world right now in Europe, you know, and
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
And we have returned, ladies and gentlemen, to Rick Adams Uncensored. Don't forget, by the way, don't forget also Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program in the UK online at andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, and hear the interviews that he has done with a whole host of great people most recently, and all the time, every week. You will hear another program, and Art himself has been on with him. I have been on with him, and some of his listeners are coming over to Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, now on YouTube channel with our latest publications of programs. All right, so we're back now. Our number is 800-313-9443, and Art, before we take calls, I did want to ask you a question about the so-called 9/11. I mean, the so-called Kennedy Assassination Commission. What was it called? The Warren Commission, I believe.
Correct.
Is that what it was called? Yes. Now, do you have any evidence there of suspicion or collusion or corruption or bought and paid for, put up job having to do with the commission and its report?
I wrote No Place for Corruption on Jerry Ford, for one. You know, who was his power broker was Max Fisher out of Ohio, the guy behind the, how would you say, the Bay of Pigs affair. you have Arlen Specter, who came out of the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, corrupt as all heck. You had Richard Sprague come out of there. You had Richard Swiker, who, by the way, after he made all the, you know, after he got away with the JFK assassination, Richard Swiker wrote a law allowing 55-plus homes, you know, for communities. And apparently he made himself a multimillionaire by doing that. Arlen Specter learned from Herbie Bernas, a real estate developer, the real estate business. His family owns NVR Ryan Homes. So they're right up there, one of the top five home builders in the entire country. Richard Sprague, he's just a low-life personality. He is the co-owner of the Sugar House Casino in Philadelphia. He had a financial services company that he set up in Philadelphia, and there was a company, there was a guy advertising coal mining equipment, and he was selling it for about $100,000. So his front man from the financial company wanted to buy the coal mining equipment from this guy, invited him and his wife to talk to Sprague. Sprague and his finance guy basically tried to say, give us this title to the, you know, to the machine before, and we'll sell it for you. They were just trying to rip them off. So they refused to do it. Says, you're not getting that title unless you give us money for it. So what happened is Sprague walks out, and this finance guy then just grabs his wife, puts a gun to her head, and says, you guys aren't coming out of your life until you sign this. That was, I wrote it up on my website. So she has a, they let her go an hour later. She goes to the, you know, to leave and has a stroke, ends up in a wheelchair for the rest of her life.
Anna Citron, was that Citron?
Anna Citron was the wife of Meyer Lansky.
Meyer Lansky, yeah.
Yeah. This guy's name was Tony something. I got to go look up on my website what his last name was. But they were out of Scranton. They were coal miners.
Oh, okay. They're out of
Spectre,
Scranton, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Specter, you know, this was on top of the CIA, Department of Justice. Yeah. And the Senate committees for that. And I had someone who, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania, which is where he gained his powers for Herbie Bernas, back in the early 80s, this guy named Billy Hogan got caught dealing drugs there. And he goes to Charles Peruta Sr., big criminal defense lawyer in Philadelphia. And Peruta says, oh, it's a good thing you're dealing drugs in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. You're protected by Arlen Specter. Okay. So here's the guy on top of the Department of Justice, the CIA, and we all heard this, you know, through Dope Incorporated, how the CIA has been involved with drug running. And there's hard evidence from a criminal defense lawyer saying he knows all about it. Okay, so it's someone I know firsthand who actually encountered that situation. So these are the personalities of the characters that came up with the single bullet theory. They have zero credibility. So, you know, and you know, they came up, their power broker was Richard Swiker, Arlen Specter, you know, Herbie Bernas, all criminals in and of themselves. And you can see the legacy of their criminals all the way up to the CNN ads with Michael Smirkanish. So I believe... I believe the Warren Commission is not even worth the paper it's written on, my personal viewpoint.
Well, you know, there was a whole litany of those commissions that were really getting underway, a bevy of them, the 60s and 70s, as you know, following every assassination attempt, a report, a commission. You know, we even have the Otto Koerner Commission. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. The Koerner Commission, which had to deal with the whole question of riots and brutality with police and particularly racial strife in America, particularly in some of the southern states. It was all on the heels of the King Revolution, the communist-inspired legal revolution in America. And this commission came up and concluded that poverty and racism and all of the usual, you know, ideas that were peddled by the social bleeding heart left were responsible for the strife that we were experiencing in America. They didn't even mention, the Communist Party, which in many states had headquarters that were actively training agitators to take to the streets like they do now, you know, the George Soros forerunners, and to actually engage in acts of violence and terror. Didn't even mention any of them in any way. I mean, they may have just slightly referred to them, but not as the cause of much of the violence in the country. And, you know, then we had the other commissions, the Gun Control Commission following the assassination of the two Kennedys. And then we had the studies that followed them. And we had more commissions. And finally, we had the 9/11 Commission hoax. And, we're going to have another commission pretty soon about Las Vegas or something. But it's just amazing how these commissions are like state legislative commissions that investigate. And they put the foxes in charge of the hen house to investigate. So there is no intention to really get to the truth, is there? No.
No. And look at the civil rights action, how the Jewish community aligned themselves with the black community. Who was destroying all the jobs in the inner city through outsourcing back in the 60s? For instance, textiles going to China, which were black jobs in the inner cities. Who was doing that? Was it Whitey or was it the Jewish mafia shipping them over to China? It was the Jewish mafia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, who was the one that came up with Section 8A and basically ripped the black families apart since LBJ? Was that Whitey or was that the freaking Jewish mafia that did that?
You're right. And now, what about urban renewal? Or urban renewal, I call it. You know, that whole business started with them, and it was designed to confiscate land from others and put it in their hands so that they can take from the ghettos in many cases, land that also would be used for Highway 95, going north and south. But in essence, they were using the land to build these huge platforms of commercial interest, just like we saw in Connecticut, only that was even more sinister in the Hilo decision, where the Supreme Court approved of it. The confiscation of land under the concept of eminent domain was used by the Kennedy administration, really, and then it continued and expanded under Johnson for rebuilding of the city. So who profited from those land acquisitions is what I'm saying. Huh? I can name a few right now. The Fain family.
Right.
For one.
Well, was it not Specter was the head of the Senate Judicial Committee? A home builder owns NVR Homes at the time that the Supreme Court rules we can take over property for eminent domain for private developers. Was that not Arlen Specter's Senate Judicial Committee that was involved with
yes,
that?
Yes.
A conflict
yes.
of interest there, was there? Right.
No. Heaven forbid, no.
Right. So he got to build 70% of all the suburban real estate properties around the city of Baltimore on behalf of Tommy D'Alessandro. We know his daughter, Nancy Pelosi D'Alessandro.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So these guys made themselves multi-billionaires doing this. That's one of the things. It's just simply watch the money trail. If you look at the top billionaires in this country, how many of them have direct connections to this Jewish mafia syndicate? I would say it's more than 50%.
I have no doubt that the figure is even higher than that. Let's take a call, 800-313-9443. And Reese in New York is on the line right now. Hello, Reese.
I don't think so. My name is Mark in Georgia, which is from the Greek word for farmer. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Honestly.
What's up?
All right.
What's up?
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this before or I don't know if I got a reaction, but one thing that Cynthia McKinney, I used to be among her constituents, and I've listened very carefully to Dr. David Duke, and I'm absolutely appalled at how they keep saying, well, he's this grand dragon or imperial wizard, and I'm like, he was decades and decades ago was once a spokesman for a nonviolent chapter of the Ku Klux Klan. And why do you people keep making it out as though he's still right now a prominent and high-ranked member of the Ku Klux Klan instead of he was once a long time ago? But, I was just thinking, if Cynthia McKinney and Dr. David Duke, they both got PhDs now, if they could partner together to say, look, we have places where we disagree, but we disagree in a civil way, but where we're solidly in agreement is these people, not to blame morally legitimate Jews, and most Jews are basically decent people, but these criminal elements is the issue that they have a stranglehold on our political system. And we're not saying anything about your typical rank and file Jew. We're talking about these elitists.
What happened? Did you get cut off?
Are you there now?
We're there. We've been here all along. Yeah. Go ahead.
Where do you lose me?
Well, just about 10 seconds ago, so just pick up there.
Okay. Okay, Dr. David Duke and Dr. Cynthia McKinney. I was once among McKinney's constituency, and she was very concerned about how they basically demanded that she sign a pledge of loyalty to Israel. It's like, excuse me, there aren't any Israelis in my constituency that I know of, you know, in terms of the people in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which is where her congressional district was. But I was thinking if Dr. Cynthia McKinney and Dr. David Duke could partner together to say, hey, you know, where we disagree with civility. We're going to disagree in a civil and respectful manner. But where one thing we're solidly in agreement is there are criminal elements that think they're above the law because they have a stranglehold on our entire political system. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Cynthia McKinney and Dr. David Duke getting together and absolutely blowing people of conventional mind that think, oh, but Cynthia McKinney is this, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Well, I mean, I can imagine it. I mean, look, these things that can happen.
Absolutely let me ask you,
what's...
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you, but Reese, what do you expect to accomplish with that? I mean, do you think that anybody...
My name is Mark.
I'm sorry. Okay.
My name's
We're
Mark.
Calling you, Mark, because we all right, I got my wires crossed. That's what was on the screen.
It's an honest mistake. But what I hope to accomplish is getting people to stop and think and question.
Mark. Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
my point is to get people to stop. Get people to stop and think and question.
Right.
Why are you people stuck in this mindset that you think doing, you know, the word conservative means maintaining the status quo?
I know, but this
and
is
that's
not
what they're doing.
Look. Hold on a second. See, this is where I'm talking about now. Where I'm coming from is mass indoctrination of people and mass hypnosis is really the plague. And you have to understand that the average American really is not impressed by any of this anymore after the shock treatment they've had in the last several months with the statutes being overturned and the cemeteries and the flag, the Confederate flag issue, and now the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, all of that stuff there. You know, in their own personal bailiwick of life, it really doesn't matter to them. They've been hit over the head, clubbed over the head to the point where they have been anesthetized. My point is you can arrange all of these wonderful psyops, if you want to call them that, you know, these picturesque scenes where people see this unity of agreement on who the enemy is. But to what end does it accomplish anything is what I'm saying. Does it really influence?
Well, I look at it this way. It's like my sister's a nurse, but you know what triage is. You have three sets of patients, and you got to sort them out. The ones that if you treat them immediately, you can get to them and you can save their lives. And here's these others over here. They need to be treated, but they don't need to be treated right this instant to keep them alive. And then there's these over here that are about all you can do is maybe give them some morphine to ease their passing because they're goners. And that's the way I look at people is, where do I put you in this triage? Do I put you as a priority that you can be reasoned with if I can reach you? You know, and then there's people that you can reach them whenever's good, and then there's people wired just shake the dust off your feet. And I'm not concerned if somebody's willfully ignorant, I'm not going to waste my time with them. But if there's somebody that can be reached, the point is that there are people out there that can be reached, and there's people that will be reached only when people that they respect are reached, and then it can form a chain reaction where people wake up and realize, excuse me, God sees through all the lies. God knows what really happened. And just because you all have believed this same thing, like believing that jihad means go out and kill people, when the word jihad means struggle, that's an example because I'm...
All right, now we're getting... All right, Mark, we don't have much more time. We have to break. Okay, get the message, get the point. You put it out there, and let's see if it can be done, okay? That's all we can do. Thank you for the call. We do have a break coming up, but let me see if I can bring up Reese now from New York, finally. Hello, Reese. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Well, okay, I know we have the break coming up very, very shortly, and I think we had a Kathy from where, I don't know. Bring her up right now. Kathy. Come on up.
Hi. I know you were talking about reaching people, and
yes.
One way to reach people who are so pro-immigration and who think that a lot of these people from Mexico and are so kind and so wonderful. There's an article on the Lane Cherry blogspot. It's the third one down, and it shows some Mexicans giving the finger to the whatchamacallit, the in South Dakota. I'm sorry, I can't.
That's all right. It happens.
To Mount Rushmore. It shows people giving the finger to Mount Rushmore and to all kinds of other. They're having protests and they're giving people the finger. There's a picture of a little boy holding a sign saying "Deport this," and he's giving the finger. And it just shows them acting very badly. Maybe if people download this article and show like their friends and family who are in favor of immigration. What these people are about.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank you. Thank you for that, Kathy. We have to break now, and Art will come back with more. Just stay tuned, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
All right, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443, and we have time for a quickie in between here. You know, I did want to morph over to the issue of Harvey Weinstein now for a moment, Art, because we'll be addressing the whole Kennedy-JFK assassination business in upcoming programs, but I do want to talk about that. And I know you probably have some thoughts on it. I have the mic here, but you know, I take too much time, so I want to give you an opportunity to see if you could scratch your wooden head
and answer the question, is that what do the moguls that are part of this whole Hollywood media intel complex have against Harvey Weinstein? Why do the New York Times begin this assault? And what is really going on? Do we follow the money trail again and gobble, gobble, gobble?
I would definitely follow the money trail. I think he created such a liability for the company with his sexual escapades. And there was too many pending lawsuits that they had to do something just to save their investments with the Weinstein company. So mm-hmm. I think that's really what it came about. I'm pretty sure if there wasn't tremendous financial pressure on a company due to litigation, that this would never come about. So the question is, who was the litigators who basically broke the camel's back here? They're the ones we should give the kudos to. That's the part that hasn't been exposed.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see the way Mr. Soros came along and was putting ops on bidding for the option of buying the company, you know, taking it over when all the stocks began to fall precipitously. It's just amazing to see, you know, the kitties eating each other and a lion eating lion, you know, for breakfast. It's a phenomenon that we haven't seen. But as I said, scripturally speaking, we know that the sons of Cain are going to be eating each other up for breakfast in the end, because they certainly have a carnivorous nature, a parasitic nature, that when they see the end of the host coming, they then turn on each other. And I think we have reached that point where they're doing that. And, you know, the same thing is happening with what's his name, Sumner Redstone. Who you know, Murray Rothstein is his real name, the head of Paramount and CBS. It was years ago, it was Major Video. They went out of business, but Paramount and Showcase Cinemas in particular, his holdings there, he's dying basically with dementia. And a whole crew of people are just looking to take over that company now in that family. It's typical, but it goes beyond that with the with this particular instance of Harvey Weinstein and what these now rape charges against him. And I will say this, let me just say one charge particularly that he raped one of the actresses, a very serious charge. And in biblical terms, you know, Leviticus, rape, aggravated rape, premeditated rape is a crime that is punishable by, you know what? By death. And I would love to see something like that applied, perhaps in Mr. Weinstein and others' case. And what kind of fitting judgment do you think, what mode of execution do you think would be appropriate? Maybe the gas chamber or something like that?
No, a one-way ticket to Tehran and some extra stones for him to finish him off.
Oh, that's terrible. You're so honest and so frank. Well, you know, it's been a very interesting program today. Good to have you back. Your research is wonderful. Folks, nodisinfo.com is Dr. K's, and we have arts here as well. noplaceforcorruption.com. Thank you, Art. Hope to talk again next week, God willing. Take
you
care.
Too. All right.
Bye. All right. And God look after you. All right, folks, we're out of time. We cracked a few nuts today, but, you know, that's all for now. Thank you all.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.